So your mother is very fluent in English, then?
When you say fluent, no, not really fluent. I mean, it's broken English. She doesn't think so, but we realize it is. However, she's learned a lot. She likes to read. She even reads novels, and I don't think she understands all of it. But anyway, she'll bring out. She'll say a word that we're just surprised at, you know.
You wonder, where did you learn that?
Well, we never tell my mom anything because she's smart, and we don't just want to let her know that.
Okay.
But she is really, my mom, for a person that's never been exposed to a lot of things, I mean, she came, I think her mother taught a missionary or something like that, and her father died when she was 14. But she's very clever. She sews beautifully. She does everything beautifully. And she can even take machinery apart and put it back together again. Oh, she's blown several fuses as a result, but it's still something that I cannot do. I wouldn't even attempt it.
Uh-huh.
My mom's a very smart woman. She just, we're always amazed at her. We think, now I have two sisters that are pretty smart, too. I think I'm the only one that got left out there.
Did your parents send any of you to Chinese school?
No. When we were very young, my mom tried to teach us Chinese, but she got discouraged. She bought Chinese books and everything, the ones that with the lines up and down where you copy through for calligraphy, is it? And she still has them, but we never learned. We just decided we didn't want to learn at that time because we were young. We thought we're not Chinese. There was a period when I thought that I was not Chinese. Not that I mean, not visually, but in our minds, we didn't think Chinese. And we would see other Orientals, and we'd think, they're funny looking, not looking into the mirror ourselves and realizing that we were just as strange looking. I remember my cousin had come to visit us at the restaurant, and I looked at him, and I said to my sister, he is very funny looking. I won't mention which cousin it was, but today I would not think he was funny looking.
That's because of your background in Selma.
Yes, right? With all Caucasians. And we just, as a matter of fact, when we were little, we used to think, how come we weren't born with blue eyes and blonde hair? Because they were practically all Danish people there, Christensens and Andersons, and very few dark-haired, except the Japanese and a few Mexicans that went to school there. And so we always envied these people with the blue eyes.
But did you have a Chinese type of lifestyle when you were young?
You're talking about, did we eat rice and things like that?
Right, and your parents introduced Chinese things and celebrate Chinese holidays.
No, this was, to be perfectly frank with you, my father and his sister did not get along too well so that he got away from all of this. But in later years, I think maybe when we were in our, maybe 8, 9, or 10, I don't remember, my auntie, they had sort of ironed out their differences, and she would come to Selma with bringing all these Chinese goodies, like, is it zhong and chintoe?
Yeah.
And what else? The brown cake, you know, sort of a sugar thing. I've forgotten. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
And she'd come with this, so this is when we realized there was a New Year's. We thought, oh, we wish New Year's would come every day because they were delicious. And we hadn't had that at home because my mom apparently had never done this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We never had any of it that I recall. Mm-hmm. But in recent years, she's learned how to do this through recipe books. So this is when we realized it was a Chinese New Year. And we did use chopsticks. No, wait a minute. We had this restaurant, so Dad would always, we never cooked anything, especially we had to eat whatever was left over, you know. But I think, as I recall, we went to my aunt's for dinner one time, and my aunt always said to my father, you must not take these children or your family to a small town because they will become heathens. They will not know how to use chopsticks. They will not know how to be Chinese. So we went there, and I remember this. I wasn't that young either, not that old even. But she had a big, long table. We all sat at the table, and there were chopsticks on the table. And I didn't know how to use chopsticks. And I knew that my dad would be terribly embarrassed, because this is what my aunt had always said to him. This was his sister. And so I made an attempt, but it didn't do, I didn't do too well. And so my cousin next to me, he put all the food on my plate, and I managed all right. I mean, maybe it wasn't the proper way, but I was so grateful. I kept thinking, this is the most wonderful cousin I've ever had, because uh-huh. I couldn't use it. But this is when I went home determined to use chopsticks.
So you didn't use them at home, huh?
We used them at times, but I guess we were not that proficient, because we didn't use them that often.
And you used knife and fork at the restaurant? Fork at the restaurant?
Yes, yes. It was always mostly something left over, and we would finish up whatever's left over, roast pork with rice. We had rice, though. We did, basically, we did have rice.
Mm-hmm.
And then forks, but we got out of the habit of using them. We used them, apparently, when we were very young, and occasionally when we go out to Fresno to visit friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I do recall very vividly that I could not use my chopsticks well, and I was very embarrassed, and I was determined that we should learn to use it. I did mention it by Dad, so I think that it was his suggestion that we do, you know, use it more often.
Mm-hmm. Did you do other Chinese things, like go to see Chinese movies, Chinese operas, play mahjong?
Only when we went to San Francisco, and our comment, and that was between my sister and me, because we were very close, we would say, oh, those are terrible places to go. The music is so loud, and everybody throws shells, squashy stuff all over the floor, and it's just full of smoke. And that clanging of the cymbals, we said, that's terrible, but Dad just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd buy these Chinese records mm-hmm. and bring them home and play them. We'd say, oh, how horrible. We did not appreciate Chinese things. I have to be frank with you, at that time.
Uh-huh.
Now we do have a great appreciation for them. And I think it all comes with time.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever feel, or did you always
sure.
like Chinese things?
No, I felt the same way as you did.
Oh, I just hated to go to those Chinese movies, and my mom didn't mind them. Now, being that she wanted to be so American, she enjoyed the Chinese, what do they call it, the stage shows, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, but we just see them come stomping out. We couldn't understand any of it. And Dad was just delighted with it, you know. He just thought it was the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my, to us, all we recall was a heavy haze of smoke above. And did you go to them very often when you were?
No.
You didn't, because you were far away from it, weren't you?
Yeah. I would see some movies,
mm-hmm.
Chinese movies occasionally. But
mm-hmm. I only went to one. Oh, I went to one with my mom after I got married, because I thought Mom would enjoy it, and she and I went to, I think my husband took us to San Francisco, and he went on someplace else, and Mom and I stayed in San Francisco, and I took her to a Chinese movie. She enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you do for recreation then?
As youngsters?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that we were near a mill ditch. It was a ditch. We play there. We didn't really have what you'd call a lot of recreation. We just played among ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we did anything that was very unusual in nature at all. My brother got bicycles. They got skates, but my dad wouldn't let us have any. He said it was not for girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, also because I guess you were going to school and you were helping out in the various businesses,
uh-huh.
so you really didn't have that much
mm-hmm.
free time either.
No, we didn't have that much recreation. I don't recall it. We were not, my brother was allowed to go to football games, and he was very, that's my older brother, and he was very outgoing. My older brother was very outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
He played a saxophone, was with the school band, with the saxophone trio, but the two of us never participated much in anything in school.
Mm-hmm.
We just went to school, went home, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we helped my parents out in their restaurant or whatever. We'd end up, after school, we'd go home. Well, a lot of times, well, during the grocery store days, we'd always go back to the grocery store and just sit in the back and eat all of my dad's good candies.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever have any conflicts with your parents about being Chinese or American? I mean, you were saying you didn't like the operas
no.
and so forth. And
no. Not that. Not that. The only thing was that Dad didn't like us to go out with... He stated this was one thing he did not want us to do.
Go out with Caucasians?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did you
react?
We
had Caucasian girlfriends. Well, I don't think our reaction was not a violent one in any way. We just felt, well, that's what Dad wants. That's what we'll do. You know, I would have Caucasian girlfriends, which, well, I think one thing's like, I had one very, very dear girlfriend. I mean, we were really good friends. But when she got to high school, all of a sudden she was no longer my friend. And I don't know why. But I guess she grew up and decided she didn't like Chinese people. I really don't know.
Okay. Did your parents use Chinese medicine?
I don't believe so. I'm just trying to think.
Or did they go see Chinese doctors?
No.
There probably weren't any up in Selma.
No. I don't think they even had a thought of it. Now, my dad. No, we didn't.
Not even in Fresno?
No. I can't recall it. My mother never spoke of it, and my dad. He had one special friend in Fresno that he would always come to visit. As a matter of fact, our Sundays we'd always go to Fresno and visit this family. Now, whether they had herbs, things, I don't know. This woman was a wonderful cook, and sometimes they would say bo this and bo that. So maybe that was considered a medicine. I don't know, but as far as cold medicines and that type of thing, we didn't do any of that.
You would use Western
medicine. Yes, although I'll have to, this is another incident I forgot to mention. I worked for an herbalist when my first trip to Los Angeles. Oh, that's
which herbalist?
Yeah, T.B. Chiu, you ever heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah, I worked for him. That was my first trip to Los Angeles. That's how I began to like Los Angeles, now I think back. So I would answer the phones and help, what he called, Chup Kyoko, what he called, I don't know how to do it, but they would have me rap, but they would, and so I would answer the phone, and people would say, is that medicine hard to take? Oh, no, I said, it's very, nobody complains, it's really not hard to take at all. One day I got sick, he gave me some, I never tasted anything so horrible in my life.
Right.
And then I found it a little bit more difficult, but it was good. I said, well, it helped you a lot.
It's good, right. How long did you work for TV2?
Oh, I would say maybe a year.
Uh-huh.
That was when I was exposed to a lot of Chinese. I never spoke one word of it. I could understand what was going on. But he was very, very, the elder. This is the older TV2, not the son. He's dead now, the older one. He would say, oh, it was terrible. You can't speak Chinese. So that I kind of rebelled against that. And I could understand everything that was going on. But I wouldn't, all the time I would pretend like I couldn't understand. And there was another man that, he was alum. My maiden name is alum. Mm-hmm. And he said he was my relative. And I wanted to go out that weekend. He said, you can't go out. He said, well, Joe, you know, I'm like your older brother and you can't go out. Oh, I said, no, you're not related to me at all. I said, so I went out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess then the elder gentleman got a little bit upset with me because he said that, you know, I didn't have any respect for elders. And he didn't fire me, but I decided that it was time for me to move on, and I made a very nice break. I didn't offend him in any way, but I just didn't want anybody to tell me this is my older brother, and I was to mind him, you know.
Were most of his patients Chinese?
No, he had mostly Caucasians. I don't remember any Chinese persons that ever went to him.
Where was the office at the time?
On Figueroa. Maybe it's still there, I don't know. On Figueroa, and I don't remember the exact address, 5500 something. I think that was it.
So you don't use Chinese medicine at all now? Or do you use any of it for cooking?
I don't use Chinese herbs or anything, but I do use Chinese condiments to cook. Now my husband believes in Chinese medicine. He'll say, oh, we want some bo jia yun, or what do you call it, for headaches or something?
Right.
You know, the remedy for all ills. And sometimes you say, well, maybe we should get some kind of cha or something. I says, no, I said, not for me. I said, if you want it, okay.
Did he see Chinese doctors?
Well, since his illness, he went to several acupuncturists, but aside from that, no. He hasn't gone to any Chinese
doctors.
What
kind of an illness does he have?
He has a spinal, it's called some kind of spondylosis, I don't know. He has a nerve problem is what he has. He has a fusion back here, and there's no relief for it. It's pushing his nerves so that he is unable to walk. So, so anyway, that's his particular problem. And he went to all these acupuncturists, I mean, three or four of them, out of desperation, but they weren't able to help him either. But that's one of those things. So.
Okay. Does your mother, or do you still have relatives in China?
I think on my dad's side we have relatives. See, my mother didn't have, there were two children in her family. Her sister died, and her mother is no longer living, and her father died when she was 14. He was on ship or something like that, there was a big storm, and he never did return. So that she has no actual relatives that she has any connections with at all. There may have been aunts or something, but she's never mentioned them.
Mm-hmm.
Dad still has, I think, nephews and people like that, but we don't know them at all.
Did your parents write to relatives and friends or send money back when they were?
Yes. My dad was always very good about sending money to his sisters. He had three of them. And my mom would send money back to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when my father died, she continued sending money to his side of the family. Not a lot, but whenever she could.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she finally quit, of course, then she got letters left and right, but she never responded anymore because she said she didn't feel that she could do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you join any of the family associations or any of the...
No. I've never... sometimes I go to these Kong Chow things, but only because my brother-in-law's involved in it. I have gone to those things, but I'm not a joiner. I'm not a part of any of the family associations.
Mm-hmm. Your brother-in-law, meaning Gilbert?
Gilbert, yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what kinds of activities they had in these associations?
Well, I think they probably play a lot of mahjong games. And I think they give a lot of dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Dinners. I don't know what the reason. I went to one recently. I really don't know the reason of that reason for that one even, only it was a nice dinner, that's all.
And back in the 40s, too, were they?
I'm sure that this is what most family associations consist of. I
mm-hmm.
would think you'd have to go to one that has more information, more authority on that, because I...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not involved in any of these type of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really a kind of a loner at heart. I don't really participate in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kinds of jobs were most Chinese here engaged in before the war?
Before the war?
You
I would say restaurant business.
Too.
Yeah, restaurant business and laundry business. Restaurant business and laundry business was the... Practically everything that I ever knew of was restaurant business and probably herbalists like that, but there weren't that many herbalists even at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all the three things that I would know.
Mm-hmm. And what was an average income?
If you're talking about annual, I have no idea, but it was very low. I would say that anything was low. There was, as a matter of fact, when I worked for Mr. T.B. Chu, there was $10 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I worked in Fresno, waiter on tables, that was also $10 a week. That was considered a good salary.
And when you worked for when was it that you worked for TV2?
In 40, let's see. Well, that was probably 40? In the 40s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How did that compare, how did your wages compare with the cost of things? Rent, medical, food?
Well, I would say this, that I seem to have managed very well. I never got sick, for one thing, and food, well, I didn't, if I didn't have that much, I just didn't spend that much, that's all. I mean, I think I spent according to what I had, that
mm-hmm.
was all.
Was
I don't remember being starved in any way. So.
Was there money left to save back in those days?
Well, if you lived at home, you did all right. Because
uh-huh.
I think in the 40s, what was it? I had over $1,000 saved. That was from living at home. And when I worked for the Army, I think Mom gave me $40 to spend out of my paycheck. I don't remember what I earned, maybe 165 or something like that. this was civil service too, mind mm-hmm. you. And I could buy clothes. I could, I think that I paid $25 for a pair of shoes, which I thought was very expensive at that time. Today it's nothing. You just get plastic for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I lived very well. My clothes were nice and everything. I didn't have to be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But that, again, was living at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mom could sew. I would buy fabrics and she would sew for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we lived well, and I think Mom managed to, as a matter of fact, we managed to add a portion of the house which cost $500.
Oh.
That was really nice. It really did the whole front room over for $500 and put a new roof over.
Oh.
Huh. $500.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that most Chinese before the war liked to live near other Chinese?
Yes, I would think so. If I were to look into Fresno, everything was very concentrated on the west side. Everybody wanted to live on the west side. The homes were not bad homes. Some of them were rather nice.
Mm-hmm.
But they all wanted to live on the west side. And then later on, a few doctors started to move out a little bit further. And of course today, they have all moved to nicer areas.
Why do you think there was that tendency to live together?
Well, my feeling is that perhaps they didn't know how well accepted they would be in another area. And I think there were some repercussions, some that tried to move out, some people didn't want them there. As a matter of fact, even my in-laws living in Cypress Park, which is really Chicano neighborhood now, they had problems, but they moved quite a few years. I think they've been there over 50 to 60 years in that area, maybe 50 at least. And I think neighbors, they were an Italian neighborhood at that time, didn't want them to buy there.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. the picture changed a great deal. I think there's still areas where they would object, not openly, but there'd be
mm-hmm.
some sort of reaction that wouldn't be best.
Mm. Did Chinese move if the neighborhood changed?
I think that was part of it too. For instance, like going back to Fresno on the west side, a lot of blacks started to move in, and I think that was part of the beginning when they started to think about, well, we don't want to live here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's terrible, but that was the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did people do with the money that was saved?
I think most of them were thrifty people, but then, of course, again, you know, Chinese are great gamblers, and maybe some of it was gambled away, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, by nature, most Chinese were very thrifty. If I'm going to judge by my family, if we didn't have it, we didn't spend it, and we set it aside whenever we could.
Because
I think even for my $1,000 that I saved up, I thought that I was thrifty. I got what I wanted. I never like to deprive myself of something that I want. But if I know this is my last dollar, I'm not going to spend it.
Would you save in a bank or save the money at home, keep the cash
No,
at
I
home,
would
or?
Put mine in the bank. No, I think, let me think, what did my father do? I don't know. I do know that he always had a bag of money at home, but I think this was for his daily cash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much he must have put it in the bank. Mom would bank hers.
Mm-hmm.
But she would set this little bit aside too, so my dad wouldn't know that she had it in case of emergency.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever feel that there was hostility or discrimination against Chinese in LA?
Well, I haven't felt too much of it, but I do recall one incident when, after I left Western Auto, that I would, a friend wanted me to go and to one of their friends' place and get a job, and they had spoken very highly of me, but when I got there, I didn't feel that I was, immediately I could feel that this was not the job for me, and I do think I felt it at that time, but I would say, generally speaking, that there are much more opportunities here in Los Angeles than there would have been in Fresno. when I first arrived in Fresno, the girls would say, you know, there's not going to be any jobs for us. All we can do is wait on tables or wash dishes. And the one that has the best job is Sarah. Her name was, last name was Sam. And she's a bookkeeper for the is a beverage company or something. And she has the best job there is. And I don't remember what her salary was, but it wasn't very, very much. But she was... there were no opportunities for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was when the war came along, they needed everybody, and they found other, my thinking, like, they needed everybody, pressed everybody into service, and this is when they found out that Chinese were very good employees.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone that ever worked out in the Army base were rated very high.
Mm-hmm.
But see, Chinese did not have the opportunity. Who would hire you immediately? It was a no-no if you were a Chinese, unless they had been had known you and knew that you were reliable.
Mm-hmm. Was there discrimination against Chinese as far as service at restaurants or going into movie houses? Or renting houses?
Well, we never had to rent, so I couldn't say yes or no on that. But in my sister, they tried to go to the, is it Burnside Towers here or something? And they felt there was prejudice there. And she's a very presentable-looking person. They really were, but always, they had one daughter, and I don't know whether they had children at the Burnside Apartments or not, but in any event, their excuse was, you have a daughter, we can't. At first, they were accepted, and then afterwards, they were rejected because of their daughter, and they knew originally that she had a daughter.
They wanted to rent the place there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that there was some prejudice, and that this does exist. I think this, that if you are a professional person, if you're making lots of money, that Caucasians will not discriminate as much. That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that money talks in many ways.
When do you think the break came as far as discrimination against Chinese?
Well, for my part, I really couldn't say, because of the fact that when I have worked recently, it's always been with Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
Only that during the period when I worked for Western Auto, I certainly knew there was some sort of a barrier there, because they wouldn't have told me what they did for hiring Oriental. But
that was in L.A.?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
At Western Auto.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what year that was. Probably in 70, 75, 76 even. Mm-hmm. Probably during that period. Most of the time that I have gone on jobs, it's either by recommendation. It's like when I worked for the engineering firm, was because this man was the president of the engineering firm. He would come to the restaurant, and then he asked me to go to work for him. So this was, again, and then coming to Mr. Hong was even on a recommendation, because it was known that he needed somebody, so most of my jobs have been on recommendation, so that it would be a little difficult for me to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether when the prejudice began, when it ended particularly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I will say today that Orientals don't have any difficulty no matter where they go,
mm-hmm.
on jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have a feeling that if we have a Caucasian and an Oriental on the same level, both mentality and so forth, I think the Caucasian might get the first one.
Okay. How do you think the Chinese were affected by the Depression?
I have a feeling that business really dropped, but I don't think that any of them had to run to any place for welfare or anything like that. I think that they managed.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the Chinese have ever gone on welfare, except in recent years when they've learned that there is this possibility of getting it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling.
Okay.
Not based on any facts at all, because I don't know that. I'm just thinking.
Uh-huh.
That's my thought.
How well... do you think the Chinese in L.A. have done in comparison with the general population of L.A.?
Well, now, if you're thinking of recently, I think it would be hard to say. I think that there many businesses have come and go. There are places being opened and closed, or sold to somebody else. I feel that it's pretty hard to judge. And then, of course, Chinatown has changed a great deal. We have a lot of Vietnam refugees here. We have all sorts of different types of Chinese now, which we didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
We were mostly Cantonese here before, as you probably realize.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody compare Chinese people with Jewish people in any way?
I think that I've heard them say, well, they all like to eat very well, and sometimes their manners are similar.
What kind of manners do you mean?
Well, I guess they like to eat, and sometimes they're not too polite about it.
How about in doing business? Have you heard comparisons made?
Oh, well, this is what I...